Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 203 on January 28th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Luminar Technologies, the United States Natural Gas Fund, and the iPath Series B S&P 500 VIX short-term futures ETN. And we discussed three new trades on Venco Ventures, Snap Inc., and ExxonMobil. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, after three consecutive weeks of lower closes on the week, the equity markets finally finished the week higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 460 points to finish the week at 34,725 points. The S&P 500 index grew 33 points, closing at 4,431 points on Friday. Now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is trading strategies at the bottom. Most of us started off our investing with the saying, buy low and sell high. What's not said is that sometimes you buy low, the market goes higher, you buy some more, and then the market makes a new low that's lower than where you initially bought. Now, I'm sure many of you understand what I just said. So this week, I figured we would discuss strategies for trading at the bottom. Now, some people love to buy the market when it's heading lower. The question is always, how much lower will it go? And how much are you willing to lose in the interim? If you buy into the market and it continues to fall lower, you have caught what we called on the trading floor a falling knife. No one wants to catch a falling knife. So I have a couple of thoughts around this very thing. You can always use technical analysis to try to find previous levels of support and then focus your purchasing around those levels of support, which tend to have resting buys from the last rally. You can also simply decide to buy during steady price or time intervals. Another strategy which you can use is simply deciding to buy out-of-the-money call options as the price goes lower. And once the price does start to increase again, those call options will increase in value. You can sell the call options and use the profit to reestablish more of your stock position as the price starts to go higher again. So trading a falling market can always be a challenge, but there are solutions. The main thing is to do what feels right for your account size and your risk tolerance. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's go ahead and get into the trading review of last week's trades. So we'll start off with the covered call on Luminar Technologies, symbol L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, Z as in Zulu, R as in Romeo. At the time, the stock was trading for $13.32 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the February 15 call at 68 cents, hoping for a return of 17.72% in 4 weeks. Well, Luminar Technology stock fell 29 cents, ending the week at $13.03 per share. The call option we sold lost 20 cents, leaving us with a net loss of 9 cents on the week. Now, lots of new strikes were added this week due to expiration, so this is a prime time, or could be a prime time, to roll the strike lower. Rolling the strike lower simply means buying in the February 15 call that you sold and then selling a call option with a lower strike. You can sell the February 13 half call at 90 cents, which would turn the 9 cent loss into an immediate profit of 81 cents on the week. However, this will lower your overall upside on this trade, but it does put you in a better position to lock in 9 to 10% profit over the next few weeks. Of course, since we haven't passed our break-even point, you really don't have to make any movements, so no adjustments would be perfectly fine on this, and just see if the stock does start to move higher before expiration. Our next trade was a credit spread. We looked at the United States Natural Gas Fund ETF, symbol U as in uniform, N as in November, G as in golf. At the time, the stock was trading for $13.10 per share. I looked at selling the February 13 12 half put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. The natural gas ETF grew $3.17 per share, closing the week at $16.27 per share. Now, the put spread we sold is even more out of the money at this point, pricing for around 10 cents. As long as the share price stays above $13 per share over the next 3 weeks, this spread is going to expire worthless, which will allow us to keep the full 17 cents of premium that we collected when we sold the spread initially. So this spread is definitely a winner for the week. No adjustments are needed. I'll definitely keep an eye out for the price of this ETF. Natural gas can be really volatile during winter months due to the weather. So if price does head lower, I will start or actually remain a bit more defensive and protect the position by either closing the trade outright or selling a call spread against it to create an iron condor. That also helps to buffer some of the losses that would be created simply because you're receiving more premium. And our final trade for last week was a debit spread. We looked at the iPath Series B S&P 500 VIX short-term futures ETN. Symbol V is in Victor, X is in X-ray, X is in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $23.20 per share. I looked at buying the February 22-23 call spread for 60 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 40 cents, which would be a 66.67% return in 4 weeks. The VIX ETN lost 25 cents this week, closing the week at $22.95 per share. Now, the call spread we bought is now worth slightly less money. The key to remember with a trade like this is that this trade has intrinsic value. We bought the trade for 64 cents when the spread had $1 of intrinsic value. So even though the stock is lower, the spread still has 95 cents of intrinsic value to it. It doesn't seem to need any adjustments. The one caveat to this logic is the direction of volatility. So if you expect the equity markets to continue to rise higher over the next 3 weeks, then volatility will likely continue to decline. As such, this ETN will continue to fall in price, making our call spread worthless. So exiting this trade early or even selling an out-of-the-money call spread with a much higher strike certainly can help limit your losses. Unfortunately, right now, the higher call spreads or the higher strike call spreads don't have enough premium to make it worthwhile. So I'll just keep an eye out on the price of this ETN and be prepared to exit or simply lower the size of the spread. But for now, I would simply watch the performance of the ETN, the underlying ETN, the VXX, this week and make a decision from there. So kind of a holding pattern with a eye on intrinsic value for the call spread and making sure that it's going to finish profitably or go ahead and exit early so that you don't lose all of your money. You can take some off the table. But again, just remember, I always size these trades in a way that if I lose whatever my possible loss is, I am perfectly fine sustaining it. I hate losing, but I definitely don't want to blow up my account, which would be a function of missizing my trades and not understanding risk. So I always price these trades so that if they do go against me, it's not going to take me out of the game. It's just going to be a limited loss that I might want to scream about in my house here. But aside from that, I'm going to keep on being able to trade so that no one trade takes me out of the game. So that's it for last week's trades. Of course, last week was expiration for January. We're fully into the February option trading month. All of the trades presented here this week are going to expire on February the 18th, which is 3 weeks away. We'll start off with the covered call on Venco Ventures Inc. Symbol B as in Bravo, B as in Bravo, I as in India, G as in Golf. The stock ended the week at $2.92 per share. Now I'm looking at buying stock and selling that February 3 call at 43 cents, which would give us a maximum return of 17.47% in 3 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying stock for $2.92 per share and selling the February 3 call at 43 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $3 per share, and the break-even price is $2.49 per share. In real terms, The stock purchase would require $292 and you would collect $43 for selling the option. And the reason I love these little call spreads, covered calls, is simply because they require so little money for someone that may not want to get involved in the two spreads that I also present on the show, which consume even less capital. This is a great way to allow you to go ahead and buy some stock. It's going to be a, you know, I mostly look at penny stocks, meaning stocks that trade for less than $5, but that are going to allow me to collect at least 10% of the strike value when I sell that call. So this trade qualified for that, and that's why I wanted to present it. Such a low dollar entry fee. So when people tell you that you need $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 to trade options, rubbish. You do not need that. You certainly can move forward with less money. So if you're in college, or if you're just on a limited budget, or you're just not ready, you're dipping your feet in it, there's no reason not to, you know, find a way to get in, because I feel like you don't really start to learn options, how they make money, how they lose money, and how you can make money until you actually start putting a little bit of money to use. So let's talk about the next two trades, which actually are going to consume even less capital. So next up, we've got the credit spread. We're looking at Snap Inc. Symbol S is in Sierra, N is in November, A is in Alpha, P is in Papa. The stock ended the week at $30.42 per share. I'm actually looking at selling the February 31-32 call spread at 36 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 64 cents since it's a $1 wide spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the February 31 call at $2.88 and concurrently buying the February 32 call for $2.52. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire below $31 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $31.36, and you would receive, in real terms, you would receive $36 per spread that you sell and have $64 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread on ExxonMobil. Symbol X is in X-ray, O is in Oscar, M is in Mike. The stock ended the week at $75.28 per share. I'm looking at buying the February 74-75 call spread for 64 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 36 cents, or that would be a 56.25% return in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the February 74 call for $2.86 and concurrently selling the February 75 call at $2.22. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $75 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $74.64 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $64 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is going to be $36 per spread. So that's it for the trade ideas that I'm looking at for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening and following along. I hope you have managed to maintain a good chunk of your trading capital over the last few weeks. Ideally, I hope you made some money along the way too. So, because not everyone loses in these drops in the market. So keep studying, keep trading, and as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.